the impact it will have on your business, you know, with your presence online. We can see if we have the leads. We'll get to that in a second one. And
hey, thanks for holding, my name.
Oh, Ben. Sorry. Yeah, thank you, Ben. No, go ahead. I have Juan here ready for us. He gets a lot of these calls, but he hasn't really gone, like, through with it. So you're in good hands, Juan, okay? Thank you so much.
Nice. Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, Carlos. Hey, Juan, my name is Ben. I'm one of the directors here over at Local Splash. How you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for asking, buddy. I appreciate it. Hey, so let me ask you, what kind of advertising are you currently doing, or marketing you're currently doing that's working for you?
None? No.
Okay.
Mainly working with contractors, so it's not like you can make ads for contractors, you know what I mean? For subletting. Well, you can, but it's kind of the majority of people are homeowners or like, you know what I mean? It's kind of like,
yeah. So here's the thing about the position that we have right now is it's the first page of Google. So when people are Googling, like, all right, so I think we can both agree that, you know, when people are looking for a service, they go to Google is probably the first option, right? So if someone's looking up contractor or drywall in, you know, the Mesa, Arizona area, there's going to be a couple businesses that pop up, right? So let me just see what it says right now. Okay, so like Holtzman Construction, Mariano, Valley Remodeling, and Dixon Construction are the ones that pop up, okay? So those guys are probably getting a majority of the business because that's, you know, that's the first businesses people see, okay? So what we do, I can explain it. It's, there's a few things that go into it. The first thing is Google Business Profile. So we list you on that first page of Google in the map section. We list you on the top five directories, so that's first page Google, first page on Bing, Yelp, Apple, and then Facebook. So with Facebook, what we do is we run retargeting ads, meaning if somebody's Googling, you know, drywall or contractor in your area, then they jump on Facebook a little bit later, they're going to see ads for your company specifically, okay? And then another thing is, do you have a website? I didn't see one here.
It's getting made.
Okay. Did you already pay for it, or?
Yeah.
Oh, you did? Okay. I was going to say, if you want, I could have our operations team build you a website at no additional cost. But if you're already having one made, I can just discount the rate for you. So on top of, you know, the Google Business Profile on that first page, the top five directories, there's call tracking, and also we have a mobile app so you can, you know, schedule, you can track all your leads right through the mobile app. That's $249 a month with the discounted rate for not building a website. And there is a one-time $99 startup fee, but $249 a month, you get one or two jobs, you know, it pays for itself, and you know, being listed on that first page of Google, you're going to get, you know, one, two jobs at least, right? Just having presence there alone. So with that, being listed on the first page, we also will link your website to it. And then if you don't already have a Facebook, I'd recommend that you make a business profile on Facebook so we can run those ads. But we can, you know, we can attach everything right to the Google Business Profile right on the first page of Google for you.
Okay, and that's for about $250 a month?
Yep. Yeah, $249 a month. So, and then in 5 to 7 days, you know, you're listed on those top five directories that I mentioned. In 7 to 14 days is when your website and Facebook ads go live. And then in that first 60 to 90 days is when you see like kind of everything come to fruition with those first page results. So we do ask for a 3-month verbal commitment up front. However, we don't do contracts. It is just month to month, okay?
Okay. Okay.
Is that something we can get you signed up for?
It's definitely interesting. It's not something I'm looking to get into right now. But it's something I could see myself needing once the website's done in a couple weeks or so. So I'll just give you guys a call back and explore it again. I don't know what the other guy's going to charge me to run ads on the website and stuff like that. So maybe like having you guys do it is a little bit better.
Yeah. All right. Well, I mean, it does take a little bit of time to get everything set up and have everything come together. So, you know, if you did want to do it today, I could waive that $99 startup fee for you. It would just be the $249. And then, you know, as my team's getting everything together, and you're getting that website built, we can get that, you know, attached to your Google Business Profile.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I hear you. It's just the marketing and stuff is something where, how would I say it? It's not, like I said, I mainly work with contractors. I don't mind working with homeowners, but it's like a different type of ball game. It sucks a little bit more, you know what I mean, in general.
Yeah.
Than working with contractors. So it's kind of like, how would I explain it to you? It's just easier to work with contractors for me. You know what I mean? It's just, you need to do this and this and pull and I'm out. And then, you know what I mean? Homeowners is kind of like let's say they hit me up and, or I call them or whatever might be the case. Is you have to kind of compete with everybody else. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you know, I don't mind putting a deal up like for these guys that I work for because they're always calling me back. These are all kind of like one and done.
Yeah, I got you.
Which is why I don't know exactly what approach I want to go about it with marketing. I don't mind marketing, but in the correct occasion, and like if viewed by the correct people, you know what I mean? If you obviously wouldn't charge the same in like Paradise Valley or if you were to go to Coolidge, whatever might be the case. So I'd like to focus more on high-end players, stuff like that, but something to just think about. I think I have an ad right now going off about a couple golf courses, which is kind of cool. But other than that marketing, I have nothing else going on. So, I mean, it's kind of interesting. It's just not something I don't want to do now.
All right. Well, I can throw you back in the hopper, and if you know, if this position's still open, I could always follow up with you in a couple weeks or something if you'd like.
Cool. Yeah, that'd be sweet.
All right, man.
Yeah, you have a good one, Ben. Thank you.
Yep, you do the same.